Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I'm so excited to join each and every one of you all each and every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time to collectively say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for where I'm at in this very moment. Thank you, Lord, for breathing a breath of fresh air down my lungs. Thank you, Lord, for a beautiful, productive, and wonderful day I'm about to have. Because how many of y'all know that it's so good to just call on the name of the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and ask Him to command and orchestrate our day, our week, our futures. Yes. And so I don't know where you're at this morning. You could be in your house, in the bed. You could be at your job, in the car, or wherever. But I need you to give God your form of praise. Give Him a high praise. Just tell Him, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to wake up. Thank you for tapping my shoulders and saying, child, I need you to wake up. There is more for you to do. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. So this morning we had an extended version of our jam session. And I just want to know how many of y'all are chasing after the Lord. How many of y'all are chasing after God? Chasing after God. It's so many things we could be chasing after, but we are chasing after the Lord. The song said, chasing after you, no matter what I have to do, I need you more and more. And how many of y'all know we need the Lord more than ever? More than ever. I know I feel like I say that every day, but every day it's a more than ever mood. It's a more than ever mood that I need the Lord. It's a more than ever mood that I need for Him to be my Alpha and Omega. I need for Him to be the author and the finisher of my story. I need for Him to do all the things in my life. I need for Him to be Jehovah Jireh. So if you know that you are in a forever mood of chasing after the Lord, that put something in the chat. Yes, yes. I see people saying chasing after Him daily. Yes, chasing after Him daily. And that is exactly what we are doing in this season. Yes, yes, yes. All right, so let's get into it. Y'all, I had a productive weekend. It was a good weekend. But before I get into that, I'm back writing. I didn't even know I was going to talk about that this morning, but I'm back writing. All of a sudden, the Lord just downloaded some things in my mind yesterday. And I was just like, okay, God, this is what we're doing. Bet. I'm going to be writing. And I know it's going to be like sporadically, but He gave me these this topic, and it says, I won't keep quiet. And we might need to have a series on I won't keep quiet. And I know you're like, well, what's you not keeping quiet about, Crystal? Well, I won't keep quiet because my God, He first loved me. I won't keep quiet. I live unapologetically for the Lord who came so I can live abundantly. Come on now. If you're in a place of your life that you won't keep quiet about the goodness of God, just sound off in the chat. Sound off in the chat, because I'm in a season right now. I won't keep quiet. Nobody could put anything over my mouth. Nobody can say something to me to intimidate me to keep quiet about the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so last week, I shared with you all that my family and I are in the midst of a transition. I broke it all the way down for y'all about the requirements that you must do in the season of transition. So definitely go back, listen to the prayer call from last week and see and learn about, or run it back on the requirements of that you must do during the transition season, because God gave it to me so good, I had to give it to y'all so good too. And so we're in a season of transition, and so I am going to be, I'm being challenged to give you some testimony in real time. And so let's go back to the I won't keep quiet piece. So one of the stanzas in my writing, because he gave me a lot. He gave me a lot, and I know he's going to keep giving me some more. So this I won't keep quiet is going to go on for some time. So it says, I won't keep quiet. I'm a mouthpiece for God because our Heavenly Father always comes through despite the odds. I'm going to say that again. I won't keep quiet. I'm a mouthpiece for God because our Heavenly Father always comes through despite the odds. How many of y'all can truly testify that God has come through despite what your circumstances is? Despite what you may be going through, despite what you may be feeling like, you could be feeling depressed. You could be feeling a mess. You could be feeling like, God, I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, but I know you are my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I know you're going to come through for me. I know that you're going to be Jehovah Jireh. I know that you're going to supply every one of my needs. I know because you have put me as the head and not the tail. You have called me to be above and not beneath. You have called me, Lord. You have chosen me. And so how many of y'all know that God can be any situation that you're going through, any situation that you're going through? He can beat the job loss. He can supply in the midst of what you may be calling a man. He can supply every one of your needs. And so, yes, I'm going to be giving you testimony in real time. And so let's get into it. I was in Maryland this weekend helping out my good sis, my sis in Christ. I was helping her sell her products at a vending event called the Ubiquitous Women's Expo. And it was phenomenal. It was really good. And we met a lot of good people. And one thing that one person we met was selling this tool. It was so phenomenal. It was a hair tool specifically. And I was like, oh my goodness, I really like that. I came back home, told my husband about it. And then he was texting me yesterday at the event. And he was like, did you end up buying the tool? And I said, you know what? You know, we in the midst of transition. That is not priority. Like, the funds are not allocated to this tool at all. So we needed every fund that we have, or every resource that we have, needs to be dedicated to this transition. And so I was just like, it's okay, it's fine. I'm good. I don't need to have it right now, but I'll support that business in due time. So anyways, I get a message from my sis, and she said, girl, how about the lady that was selling the tool gave me an extra one, and I'm going to give it to you. I said, God, that instantly, I was just like, my mouth was open. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for looking out. Thank you, Lord, for what giving me the desires of my heart. Because how many of y'all really know that God will give you the desires of your heart? The desires of your heart. And I'm not just saying that, the word says that. So let me give you some scripture that surrounds that. Psalms 37:4. Psalms 37 verse 4 says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. It says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And so I truly had a moment where God gave me the desires of my heart. And I was just like, my God, I know that sounds like a really simple explanation or a simple example, but let me tell you, you have to find God's favor in the midst of a transition. You have to find God's favor in the midst of your circumstances. You have to find God's favor in the midst of the job search. You have to find God's favor in the midst in the midst of what you may be going through, okay? Find God's favor in it. And I was just like, God, yes, you're truly favoring me. You're truly supplying the needs, of course, but you're also giving me the desires of my heart. And so I just want to praise God for that, because he will do the same for you. He will do the same for you. And I was even afraid to say that, you know, I don't have the funds for that, because we got funds going elsewhere and that's just not priority. Because I was like, God, you know, we don't lack nothing, right? But but that's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is that even if you feel as though you're lacking, the Lord will still supply. The Lord will still give. His bank don't run out. His funds don't run out. Our funds may run out. You know, our funds may be looking a little funny. Our money may be looking a little funny in different seasons of our life, but God's funding never looks funny. His funding never looks funny. Okay. All right. So I got another example. In going along with, you know, God will come through despite the odds. So last week we were busy, so busy with, you know, with the transition, and it's not over yet. This is going to be an ongoing transition, a slow transition, but it's going to be a good one. We were looking for daycare for my daughter, and I was just like, "Ooh, this is a lot." And so in the midst of working, in the midst of doing all the things, we were going out looking at various different daycares, you know, looking to make sure that they met all of our requirements and things like that. And so we were calling around, seeing if people had tours available. And like, we needed a tour like that day, not just the next day, but that day. And so the Lord showed us a lot of favor in that area, because people were like, "Oh yeah, we do have something available." But then it was this one particular daycare. She said, "Oh man, we really don't have anything available today." And I was like, "Oh wow, okay." And she was like, "You know what? But for you, I'm willing to give you a tour after hours." She said, "For you, I am willing to give you a tour after hours." Mind you, now this lady knew me from nowhere. All she heard was my voice. All she heard was, "Oh, I'm looking for immediate care for my daughter." That's all she heard. But how many of y'all know, you be the person like, "Oh, it's past the time I'm working here. I'm not trying to stay overtime." I'm not trying to stay. Anyways, I get there. Well, my husband and I get there after hours. And she's like, "Oh, okay, hey, welcome, come in." Da, da, da. She said, "Oh my goodness, y'all look familiar." And we're like, "Oh, okay, we grew up around here." Come to find out, we went to the same high school, but we're in different grades, of course. And she was like, "Oh yes, I remember. I remember your faces." And I was like, "Oh wow, that's so interesting." And then Magna, we didn't know who we was talking to. She was like, "Yeah, I'm the owner. I'm the one you were talking to on the phone. I own these chains of daycares along with my mother." And I was like, Jesus, yes, the favor of the Lord. So anyways, long story short, she's going to be going to that daycare. And I was just like, God, yes, continue to show us favor in this process. And it happened to be the daycare that was had some good perks to it, and it was a great affordable price and a great facility. And so I'm excited about her first day of daycare today. Y'all pray for my baby girl. And yes, but that just goes to show you that God will do what? He will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. According to his riches, according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus, God will supply every one of your needs. If you believe that today, Just give God a hand clap of praise. Just say, God, yes, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the ultimate provider. Okay. And I got one more for you. One more. Okay. Because maybe those two didn't do it for you. Maybe this one got to do it for you. Okay. So one of the requirements for the daycare is that she got to wear a uniform. Okay, so I'm around here this weekend going to multiple places trying to find baby girl the exact uniform because they won't no time to order. It won't no time. Like even Amazon won't gonna get here in time. But it was no time to order it, so I had to go to the store. And so when I tell you we were searching high and low for this specific shirt or this color of a shirt, I went to multiple stores. We searched online and nothing in that size, nothing in the color. I was just like, I was really baffled. I was like, really, really? I just don't understand. Look, I don't get it. But anyways, my husband said he saw that Kohl's may have something, and Kohl's was nowhere close to us in Maryland. Well, on the way back to our hometown anyway. And so we had to go to a Kohl's specifically on the way home or on the way back to our hometown. And that's what we did. And so he was like, okay, I'm just dropping you off and you go in, blah, blah, blah. So I go in and I'm still searching high and low, y'all, for this shirt. I was like, of all the colors, like y'all don't have this color shirt. Nowhere in the store. And so, you know, all the clothes were pretty much picked over and I'm like searching. I had my daughter in there. I was like, no, you search too. Look, you search too. And so I finally found one. And how about it was her size. It was one left. And I'm just like, man, whew. Thank you, Lord, for this one shirt in her size. Praise the Lord for the one shirt in her size. But it's not it, y'all. That's not all. We get to the register. And I said, oh, Lord. Now, the shirt didn't cost much. But I was just like, this has been a lot of spending. And I was just like, all right, Lord, if you did it before, you could do it again. We get to the register. And she was just like, oh, you have $15. In Kohl's bucks or Kohl's cash. I don't know I forget what they call it. And I was just like, oh, that's exceedingly and abundantly over the amount that I needed for the shirt. So y'all, the shirt was free. We walked out, I ain't have to swipe no card. I ain't have to tap no phone. I didn't have to do anything. All I had to go in and get the shirt in her exact size, the only shirt that was left in that color, go to the register, use the Kohl's cash that I didn't even know that we had. And she was just like, have a good day. I was like, my God, Jesus. When I tell you Philippians 4:19, that's what we standing on in this season. Philippians 4:19 says, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. The Lord, my God, will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. I'm going to say that again. Philippians 4:19, it says, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. So if you're on the fence and in the midst of doubt, in the midst of, I don't know God about this move, or I don't know God about pivoting in this career that you told me to go down, or pivoting in this path that you told me to go down, I'm gonna challenge you, taste and see that the Lord is good. Okay, try the Lord out. Try God, try the Lord out. Okay, because you done tried everything else. You done tried you going in your strength. You done tried using this somebody else's methods. You done tried doing all the things that somebody else may have did, but the Lord is saying to you this morning, try him out, because one thing about it, man gonna fail, but God won't. Man is going to fail, but God won't. So I'm encouraging you this morning to put all of your trust in God. Look, they say the saying is, oh, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket because, you know, that might not work out. But let me tell you, you can put all the eggs in the basket of the Lord, okay? You can mean it, or put all of your trust. Woo! Put all of your trust in the Lord, because he will come through for you. Because he will come through for you. And I'm going to round it off, because I won't keep quiet. I'm a mouthpiece for God, because our Heavenly Father always what? Comes through despite the odds. Amen and amen, y'all. Okay, I'm laughing because God is so good. God is so good. He's giving me so much joy in my spirit. And I'm trying to give y'all all that too. Look, this morning. So when you find yourself in the midst of all the chaos that may consume your life, hopefully it don't consume you, but when you find yourself in the midst of the chaos, I want you to laugh in the face of the enemy. I want you to laugh in the face of the enemy. So if you find yourself just laughing randomly, please know it's you laughing in the face of the enemy, because the enemy's trying to figure out why you got all this joy in you. Why are you so cheerful? Why are you so grateful when you're going through all of this? Because the Lord gives the joy, and he in the world, or the enemy can't take it away. Period. Point blank, period. All right, y'all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord Father God, I thank you. I thank you for all that you have done for us and all that you are going to continue to do for us, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for your divine protection as we go through our life's journey. I thank you, Lord, for covering us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, God. God, I thank you for giving us a mindset of you, giving us a mindset to be more like you, and to giving us the will to be more like you as we go through our life's journey. God, we thank you for the moments that we may feel as though we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. We thank you for being in the midst. We thank you for allowing us to experience your favor. We thank you for allowing us to experience your hand on us, God, as we walk through it. As we walk through what we may be calling the valleys, Lord. God, we thank you. When we walk through what we may be calling a dark season in our life, God. But let me tell you and remind your people this morning, Lord, that you are the light in the midst of darkness. Woo! You are the light in the midst of darkness. So God, we just thank you for being there for us. We thank you for giving us the strength to cast out every demonic spirit in our life, every demonic activity, Lord. We cast it out. We cast it down in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, we ask that you dispatch your angels to surround our minds, meaning to surround our thought life, Lord. God, ask you to continue to speak life. Have us to speak life over ourselves. Have us to speak life over our situations, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And not to be afraid of what we're going through, because you're there with us, because you're going to see our way through, because you're going to be Jehovah Jireh. We just thank you right now for stepping in and supplying every one of our needs in the name of Jesus, and even giving us our heart's desire, God. We thank you in advance for the abundant lifestyle, God, because we know that the scripture says the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but you have come to give us life and life more abundantly. So God, we stand on that promise, Lord. We stand on that promise that you have that for us in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you for fighting every battle that we may face, Lord, whether it be a job loss, whether it be a job search that we may be going through, God, whether it may be challenges in the workplace, God, whether it may be challenges in our businesses, Lord. God, we just thank you for fighting the battle for us, because we know when you fight the battle for us, there is victory to be experienced on the other side. So God, we just stand on every one of your promises that you have given us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come humbly to you, crying out to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, asking you to be the ultimate provider. Have us to not rely on man. Have us to rely all on you and put our full trust and submit every issue of our heart to you. So in Jesus' precious name, I thank you for giving us the favor. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace in this season that's going to always surround us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a blessed and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.